Welcome to the Tzorba Mirabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
This week's Tzorba Shir is sponsored by Tamar and Mark Lesnick to commemorate the yahrzeit of their parents, Esther Hinda Bas Aryeh Leib Halevi Lesnick, Yishayahu Ben Avraham Barchama. We thank the Lesnick family for the sponsorship and the Neshama should have an aliyah.
Okay, here we go. The next Tzorba Meirabanan Shir and Hilchot Shabbos. We are in volume number 20, Shir number 4, the Halachas of Animals on Shabbos, part 2. But we split every Shir into 2, so this is really Shir number 3 relating to animals. But this Shir is dedicated in the merit of Refu Shalema of Anat Chana Bas Pola, and in honor of all of the incredible Torah that Tzorba provides to help people learn and transform their lives. Of course, it's the Lax Family edition of the Tzorba Meirabanan series, the Naya's a Family volume. We thank all of the support for the publication and the promulgation of the Torah of Tzorba. So this year we'll talk about animals, more issues of animals on Shabbos, specifically the malacha. We spoke about Sod in the last two Shirim, but we're going to talk about the malacha of Shochet, the malacha of killing animals, killing dangerous animals. What about lice? What about getting lice out of hair? What does one have to worry about there? That's this year. The next year, we'll talk about muksa. That will be the transition into all of our muksa shiurim. Animals being muksa and feeding animals and Shabbos Shira. So let's get into that right now. So we will start on page 171. We know there is a malacha of shochet, of killing. One is not allowed to kill on Shabbos. And the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey that there's even a shita that every time I shecht, I'm actually doing two malachas. If I kill, I'm not only doing the malacha of killing, shochet, but I'm doing the malacha of tzovea, coloring, because the animal's neck becomes colored from the blood. Says the Gemara, Vashochto, shochet mishamayim achayiv. Rav Amar misham tzovea. Rav says because of the malacha of coloring. Ushmuel Amar misham netilas neshama. Shmuel says it's the malacha of taking a life. Misham tzovea in, misham netilas neshama lo. What does that mean? Shmuel says, if you shecht, you're only chayav for coloring and not for shechting. It means so also coloring. It's chayav for both. And Rav wonders, Amar Rav, milsa da amri, ema bimilsa. Let me explain. Rav, who says the malacha is for both shochet and soveh, let me explain so that later generations, the lolesi dari basroi v'lichwal, and want later generations to laugh about me. What kind of soveh? What do you care? What do you care if the animal's neck gets colored? So Rav says, yes. Soveya b'may nichale, nicha delisvas be'shchita dama, the shochet, the butcher, is happy if there's shiny red blood on the neck. Kihecha delich zua inshi v'leisu lezavni b'nei. They'll see the meat is fresh. It was just shechted, and therefore there will be the kofsimal of konim. The konim will want to buy. So this is the malacha of shochet. There is just in brackets, I think we touched on this in the past also, there is a malacha the Gemara talks about in many places called chovel, wounding. Which av malacha is the malacha of chovel? That is very not clear. There's no Gemara explicitly. There is a Yerushalmi in Masechta Shabbos that gives an impression. But in the Bavli, there's no explicit Gemara that chovel mishum which malacha. So there are numerous different approaches. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's shochet. Right, shochet, because you move blood around, you give somebody a black and blue mark, and taking the blood out, mali kat lakula, mali kat lapalka. Rabbi Natan borrows that phrase from a different context in halacha. The Rambam says it's dush. The Rambam says it's threshing, like taking a seed out of a kernel, taking blood out of the area that it's supposed to be, milking a cow is also dush according to the Rambam. That's the Rambam. Rashi says that chovel is soveya, coloring. So, different opinions. But either way, back to our case. The malacha of shochet, malacha of killing an animal on Shabbos, is asur d'oraisa. Which animals are included? So the Rambam says. The Rambam says in source number 2 in Hilchot Shabbos on page 172, a shochet chayiv, v'lo shochet bilva, not only a shochet, ela kol. You don't have to do halachic shchita to be chayiv on Shabbos. Ela kol hanotel neshama, la'echon mikol mine chayiv behema va'of. If anybody takes the life of any animal, domesticated, non-domesticated, right? Different than sud. Sud, we says there were different types of animals. Mino need sod, ain ba mino need sod, but shochet, all animals. Vidug, visharetz, a fish, taking a fish out of water. A rodent, an insect. Be mishchita, be minchir, be baka, any way of killing them, shechting them, hitting them, chayif. All those cases, that is the av malacha of shochet. The Rambam does add, if one kills without making a mark, strangulation, hachonek es achayat sheyamus, hariz a toldo shochet. That's a toldo, still daraisa. Remember, avos and toldos on Shabbos are both daraisa. In Shemitah, avos are daraisa and toldos are darabanan. But in Shabbos, they are both daraisa. The only difference is hilchos karbanos. That's what it says in the first daf of Baba Kama. So the Gemara, so the Rambam says, "Is a toldo l'ficha chamel adag b'seifel shamayim v'nichat shemes." Take a fish out of water and let it die. That's chonek, which is the toldo of shochet. So says the Rambam, and it's also quoted by the later poskim. One is allowed to kill animals on Shabbos. One is allowed to prevent animals in an indirect way without killing them. The Shmir Shabbos quotes that one could spray bug spray or insecticide near the animals so they don't come close. You can't spray it on the animals, that's directly killing them. But you can spray it near them. Says the Shmir Shabbos in source number 3. Mutar lishtamish betachshir kotel charakim. Person could use an insecticide, kedei laharchik asar charakim in a cheder, to distance the charakim, the insects, from the room. Umutar lishtamish betzorach zeh, gam betarsis, spray. You could also spray in order to keep them away. V'yakpid lihishar delos o chalon psuchim. And always, when you do this, you should always leave the window or the door a little open. This has to do with the last malacha that we did. Kedei shahar charakim amnam yuchul limalit, so they could get out and escape. V'chein yakpid shlo l'raseh, says arachim atzmam, and you can't spray directly on them. Shekei l'kot lamasar, because that would be usar. Umut alahafel afrei Shabbos makshir chashmali, and you could turn on, right, one of those bug zappers. That's okay before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you set it all up. Obviously, you can't set it up on Shabbos, the electric. One has to be careful, again, to use these items, the spray or the like, in a careful way, not to kill the insects. Right? The Archa Shabbos says spraying directly on them would be killing them. Hazorik balachayim lomayim, or if somebody throws a bug into water or flushes it down the toilet while it's alive, right, that's killing it, and that would be a problem. Right? If I see a bug in my sink, not allowed to turn the water on, because that would be killing it. If there's an ant in the sink, if there's a good chance that the animal will die. If somebody is just minding their own business and walking, so generally you don't have to worry. But if there's a whole area that's full of ants, I'm going to walk right onto the ants, that's a problem. So, you saw number one, killing animals is usur on Shabbos, but insecticide, which is preventing animals from coming near me, that will be mutter. What about where there's a real need? Dangerous animals. What about dangerous animals? So, the Gemara talks about certain types of animals that are dangerous or semi-dangerous, right? Different types. So again, if there's pikuach nefesh involved, there's nothing to talk about. Pikuach nefesh is not only mutter, but mitzvah and mechuyev. It's pikuach nefesh. If there's an animal that's endangering life, then kill the animal as soon as you can. And if there is an animal that is endangering some people's lives, let's say there's a bee, and there's somebody that's deathly allergic to bee stings, you kill the bee, you kill the hornet, whatever it is, anything that's pikuach nefesh, the Mishnah Berurah says that rabbis have to get up and scream in their shuls to make sure that everybody knows this halacha of pikuach nefesh, docha Shabbos, lichatchila. But our discussion is where it is not a case where there's vadai, but it may likely harm a person, cause pain, but not life-threatening. So, says the Gemara, in Masechta Shabbos, here we go, in source number 5, on page 174. Right, the Gemara discusses killing certain animals whose bite can be damaging, and one may kill them if they are chasing a person. Otherwise not. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kol ha-mazikin neharagim b'Shabbos. Any mazikin, any harmful creatures could be killed on Shabbos. Mazir Rav Yosef says, but wait a minute, we have a brisa that says 5 specific ones. Chamisha neharagim b'Shabbos. 5 specific creatures can be killed on Shabbos. Ve'elohein, all these types of poisonous animals. Zavuv Shemeretz Mitzrayim, some type of a poisonous fly from Egypt. Vitzira Shebeninve, some hornet. Va'akrav Shebechadiev, some type of scorpion. V'nachash Shebe'eretz Yisrael. V'kelav Shota Bechol Makom. So ask the Gemara, ask Rav Yosef, how could Rav Shimon Levi say he could kill all Mazikin? This price says he could only kill these five. I'm Rav Yirmiya. Man name Allah Dahabitarat Sahid Mashabashto. First Rabbi Yirmiya says, who says that this is a accurate brisa? Maybe it's an inaccurate brisa. I'm Rav Yosef. No. Anamas Ninalov Osivnala Vanamataristala. I asked the question, Rav Yosef says, but I have an answer. There's a chilek. When does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say you're allowed to kill all Mazikin? If they're chasing you. If an animal that is a harmful creature, even if it's not pikuach nefesh, if it's a harmful creature, it can inflict pain, you're allowed to kill it. You're allowed to kill it with everybody. That's by all animals. You're allowed to do that if they're chasing you. If they're not chasing you, so then only those five. Because those five are very harmful. Those five, you're allowed to kill no matter what, even if they're not chasing you. Rav Sheshes adds, Nachash dorso lefituma wa nachash. If you're walking and you see the next step that you're going to take, you're about to crush a snake, you ought to keep walking on the snake. Dorso lefituma. Amrav katina akrav dorso lefituma. So again, to summarize, regarding the five specific creatures named in the Brisa, one can kill them even if they're not running after a person, because this is, because why? Because they're dangerous, and therefore, machlokas Rashi Rambam. And therefore what? And therefore why are you allowed to kill these five animals that are inherently harmful even if they're not chasing you? If animals are chasing you, you're allowed to do it. All harmful animals. But these five specific in their own class, why? So Rashi says it's because the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, Malacha Shenet Tzricha Legufa, as we discussed often. Usually killing is done for what purpose? Because I want when I'm killing. Here I don't want it. It's the opposite. I'm preventing it. So that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. And that's why that's usually, and this is Rabbanan, B'makam, potential tsar, it's going to be mutter. The problem is, the Rambam also paskins like this, that these five, even if they're not chasing you, you got to kill. And the Rambam, remember, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So the svara can't be for the Rambam that you're allowed to kill these five because it's because that's still an Isidar Raisa. So for the Rambam, one would have to say that the reason that you're allowed to kill for the animals is just because of a potential bikuach nefesh. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, he paskins like this, Chaya v'remes sheino shchinu b'misin, vadai. The animals, these chayas and remasim that are vadai, biters and killers, like these five, he lists the five from the Braisa, b'chol mako mutar l'harkei b'shabbos kashir. When you see them, you're allowed to kill them. V'shar kol mazikin, other mazikin, Ima yuratzen achra, that it depends. If they're running after you, mutar l'hargan, v'ima yoshin mikoman o barchin, but if they're sitting in their place, you're not allowed to. But even if they're sitting in their place, you're not allowed to kill them. But if you happen to be walking and they're under your foot, darso lefitumo, that is going to be mutter. We'll talk about that. But first, so why is it that you're allowed to these five that no matter what, you're allowed to kill? So Rashi says, usually it's a derabanan, this makes it mutter. The Rambam can't say that, so the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam. Source number 8, Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam. Just seeing these creatures, the possibility is enough of pikuach nefesh. That's how the Rambam understands. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, unclear. I mean, the Rambam and Rashi both quote the Gemara, so it's unclear what the Svara is, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch in Shinta Zayin, Kol chaya v'remes she'noshkin v'misin v'adai. All animals that are inherently dangerous and there's a good chance that they'll bite. If they bite and kill, then you kill that. It's the pikuach nefesh. But others could go nachash v'akar v'akam she'inim v'misin. Other animals that in a place where they're not dangerous. So then, if they're running after you, if they're wild, if they're not running after you, you can't, but you could just happen to be misasik and walk on them, lefitumo, and kill them that way. I feel a bit miskaven. El shemara atzmokilu einim miskaven. Because it doesn't look like you are killing. And the Mishnah Berurah summarizes these positions of the Rambam and other Rishonim. He quotes the Rambam at the beginning of Source number 10 in Shinta Zion, and then he quotes Rov Rishonim. According to the Rambam, the issue here is only Safi Pikuach Nefesh. But other Rishonim say this is not about Safi Pikuach Nefesh. It's a Melachah Yisrich Lagufa, so even if it's less than Pikuach Nefesh, it's still going to be Mutter. Niyul Adidon, says the Mishnah Berurah, top of 177. It's a chomer derabanan, but it's still only derabanan. Av she'ein savik pikuach nefesh klal, shuri mishum tzara ba'alma, kidei shelo yuzak. Even without any savik pikuach nefesh, still tzara ba'alma. Tzara ba'alma is enough, the potential tzar. V'davka, right? Like what if some in a sukkah, there are bees in the sukkah, and there are bees and hornets that could really give pain. So, one, if they're flying around and they're involved with people, so if you could shoo them away or even trap them, the Rashba says in Source 11, it's better to trap than to kill. It's not as nikar. So then you kill them. But better to trap them and get them out of the sukkah. But let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah for a minute. V'davka elu v'chilki agav neshama zikinei mativan v'neshichasa neshicha oketzes. These are inherently painful. They'll give an oketz. El shein darkon lahamis. Even though they don't kill, but they can give terrible pain, then you're allowed to. Hamakom masha inkein parosh de la'el. But if it's just little annoyances like mosquitoes or fleas, those you can't kill. Okay, it'll be uncomfortable. You get a mosquito bite. As long as you're not allergic to mosquitoes. Mosquito bites, so they're annoying. So shoo them away. But you can't kill them. Just shoo them away. And again, the Rashba that I just mentioned says the reason that you would be able to just walk on them, right, even in the case where they're not running after you, is because it's shinui. That's another, it's like a double derabanan. It's lach sheis yechagufa and shinui, and there so you could do it, lefi tumo. The Lavush has a little different shot of this. Lavush says maybe walking on it is not mishum shinui, but because it's a less marazayin. It's less marazayin. If people see you killing it, then it could lead to a slippery slope and people killing animals that they're not allowed to kill. That's the Lavush in Shinta Zayin in Source number 12. Mutal adarsam alichas lefi tumo. I feel a bit miscaffeine. So Malachi says, "Yichal gufa hi yumen haTorah muter v'achal logazru b'mazikin." It's an issur d'rabbanan. In this case, logazru in cases of potential pain. Ela shemara atzmo mebnei haroeh ki ilu ein miscaffeine shelo yomru zeh notal neshama b'shabbes. People shouldn't think that that's what you are doing. So some lamaisa cases and summary is in the Archa Shabbos here in Source number 13. So again, we started off not allowed to kill animals on Shabbos. But these are cases where there are dangerous animals, not just bikuach nefesh, but dangerous in terms of inflicting harm. Says the Archa Shabbos, 13. Balei chayim sheneshichasa misukenes, balei chayim that their bite is dangerous. Ko nachash o akravo arsi mokelav shote, mutter lahargan, that's mutter. I feel enem is karav b'melav aziku, even if they're not near you, they're in your vicinity, go kill them. And also killing a hornet or a bee that's near a person who is allergic, known, it's very dangerous for them. And not the doesn't have to be the person that's allergic kills them. Anybody there could kill. Animals that their bite is painful but not dangerous. Depends. If they're rutzen acharav, then you're allowed to kill them. If they're chasing. If they're not chasing, then you got to do a bishinoi. Rak ledarsum, lefi tumo, bofesh adar neiris, or does it look like you are killing them? But other just annoyances, like fleas or mosquitoes or something like that, says the Archa Shabbos, those one is not allowed to kill. So this is, in terms of the iser of shchita, and then the iser of the heter, when shchita is a little bit allowed. But then we get to the very remarkable sugya of lice, kinim. What's so remarkable about this? The Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, there's no problem with killing lice on Shabbos. No problem. What's different about lice than any other animal? Remember the Rambam we saw? It doesn't matter if it's Chaya or Behema, any animal, right? You're not allowed to kill. Says the Gemara, Shabbos Kufzai. Tanya, Source 14, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Hahorikina b'Shabbos, Koring Gamal b'Shabbos. Killing a louse is like killing a camel. Rebbe Eliezer says there's no difference. Lice are like any other animal. You're not allowed to kill any animal on Shabbos. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan al Rebbe Eliezer el bekina, and the Rabbanan who allow it are only by lice. Why? De'ena para v'rava. Because they don't reproduce in the normal way. The Gemara seems to say that because they have spontaneous generation, right? They are come from the rotting area of a food or the like, so they don't reproduce in the normal way with a parent organism and a offspring organism, and therefore shechita is only subject by animals that are parin v'ravin. Aval shar shkatzim v'rematzim, the parin v'ravin lo pligi. But the rabbanon agree by all other animals. The machlokas is by an animal like a louse, where there's no parin v'ravin. What's the svar? V'shneim lo lamdu elam elim. And they learn it from the animals, the rams that they used to use their hides to cover the Mishkan, right? Moros elim ma'adamim, the curtains that were on top of the Mishkan. Rabbi Eliezer savar kelim. Rabbi Eliezer so says it's like the shechita applies to all animals that are like rams. Ma'elim sheish b'ram netilas neshama, just like rams are subject to getting killed. Of course sheish b'ram netilas neshama, so do any animal that's subject to getting killed. That's it. It's subject to shechita. V'rabbanan savri, unbelievable, ke'elim. Ma'elim parim v'ravin, af kol parim v'rava. Rams reproduce. There's mother and child and offspring organisms. So that's all it applies to. Okay. And the Gemara even says there was some Amaram that actually did this, that were matir. The Gemara says, on Shabbos earlier in the Masechta, Daf Yud Beis, Uraba, source 15, Mekatelu, Rav Sheis Mekatelu, they used to kill their lice. Rav Ashad Yilei Lekan Adabaya, he used to throw it in water. Only Rav Nachman Labante, Ketolin, Vashmir Lei Kala Desan Vasi, yet there was no problem. No problem. Tanim Shemit Elazar Omer, Machlokes, Beishamai says, Ein Hargin, Beisilo says, Matirin, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter, Kina, Mutter Lahargo, in source number 16. What's the problem here? What's the problem here is that we know, based on our medical science, that that's not true. There's a spontaneous generation. Lice reproduce also, like all other animals, they lay eggs, and those eggs, right, the lice are drawn to the rotting fruit, and they lay eggs, and the eggs hatch, and they are parin v'ravin. And therefore the question is then, okay, so does the halacha change? The Gemara says they're in parin v'ravin, therefore it's mutter. So is that heter strong enough to say, even though we know the mitzius that halacha was based on is not true? So this is one of the classic examples of trying to figure out chazal and science and halacha, which we're not getting into the whole topic right now, but this is always discussed. There are two or three examples discussed. This is discussed, Mayim Shalanu in Maseches Psachim, that why the water is warmer in the morning, the sun goes under the earth. There's a whole discussion about that also. And certain types of trefos from Maseches Chulin are discussed. So says already the Pachad Yitzchak, the Pachad Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, Lampranti, 1600s, he says, you can't kill lice on Shabbos. Because the whole heter was based on the idea they're einam parin v'ravin. But now we know they are parin v'ravin. So, yesh l'hachmir, says the Pachad Yitzchak, v'aniyat sa'ir ha'kosei. Pachad Yitzchak is an encyclopedia on Agada, on Halacha. It's a huge work. Many, many volumes. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, ilav de mistafina amina de bizmanenu. Right, if I wasn't scared, that always means he's going out on a limb, he's saying a chiddush gadol. De bizmanenu. Shechachmei atoldos hi bitu ru, that our scientists figured out. V'yadu v'kasvu, dekol balcha yiyah mishayiyah, all animals and beings. Min ha-beitzin, they come from eggs. V'kol zeh ochicha b'rayas bruas, they proved it. V'yimkein, shomer nafshu yircha behem. So a shomer nafshu should distance oneself from this heter. V'lo yereg, lo parosh, v'lo kina. V'al yachnas atzma b'savichi yivchados. It's a savich daraisa. Savich daraisa, you don't want to mess around. He says, I asked my Rebbe, Rav Rabbeinu Yehuda Bril, Nero Yair, mi Manitoba. And he said, mutter, why? The Gemara says mutter, it's mutter. She'ein l'shanos hadinim ha-miyusam ha-kabalas kadmonenu b'shal chakiris chach v'yubas ha-olam. Just because the non-Jewish scientist came up and figured something out, that's not going to change the halacha based on Chazal. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, the lav kol mili, this rubi Gemara, v'pi kabalahim. I don't think so. I think the Gemara sometimes can be, in quotes, wrong about certain scientific facts. They went based on the science of the times, says the Pachad Yitzchak, and no, I don't think this is a case. And therefore, the Pachad Yitzchak says, Yesh lahachmir. But others say, no, like his Rebbe said. If you look in the Dor Ravi, the Dor Ravi was the fourth generation of a Chasam Sofer. That's why Rev Moshe Shmuel Glasner named his Sefer Dor Ravi, fourth generation from the... It's a Sefer Chulin. So in the Hagdama there, he talks about this, and he says, Chazal say it's mutter, it's mutter. Dor, sha'achar, chasimas ha-talmud, yimatzei, sha'bali ha-talmud to, ein lano lamashis kimu ha-rishonim. The chiddush here is that it's even lakula. Even lakula, one would be allowed to kill lice. Tira Masha Baskina Barachayim. The example that he quotes is, even if you find signs different, Hahori Kida B'Shabbos Potter, to call Elo Me'atzman Karbu V'Naparan V'Ravin, that Aparan V'Ravin. U'Be'emes Mizmanenu, he writes in Source 18, Muska Machachwa Zateva, it's known. Deleka Balchai B'Li Piriya V'Rivya, there's no being that doesn't reproduce. Again, you could have different views about how to understand this. You might say that the halacha is the true halacha. You know, the reason is just secondary. If you look at Rav Dessler, he has an amazing shot. In a footnote in Rav Dessler, Rav Carmel, who wrote all the footnotes, he quotes a letter. It's in the fourth volume of the Michtam Elio. He talks about three cases there. Three cases of, I think it's the paw, the scratch of a cat, whether that's dangerous or not, Maim Shalanu, and this case. And says Rav Dessler, this is a classic trying to put together Chazal and science. Einan Parin Varavin might not mean Einan Parin Varavin. Maybe Chazal meant, and even if we might find out that it is Parin Varavin, since halachically that can only be determined with a microscope, and you can't see it in the naked eye, it's ki'ilu, it's not parin v'ravin. And that's all the halacha demands. Says Rav Dessler, amazing, 19. Va'klal yadua, she'ein halacha mitchasheves el b'masha murgash l'chushim. Halacha only goes by what the senses can feel, right? There's a big discussion like this, the Aruch HaShulchan has this, by bugs in the water, right? Only bugs you can see with the naked eye. That's the only issue of insects in food. Ulafiza says Rav Dessler, ulaini tan lomar, Shibikivan Shabesa Sakini Ktanama Ode, since the egg of the kina is so tiny, Ashloya Nitan La Rosa Klal, but Kubas Matatara, you couldn't see it in the days of old without the special types of Kalim. Ein Hahalacha Mitchasheves Yima Klal. The halacha does not take it into account. Fa'akina Nachsheves Kimis Havim and Achomer, she got the bone does me better. It's Kilo halachically considered as if it came from the rot. As if we don't believe it's spontaneous generation, but it's ki'ilu, it has that status because you can't see it with the naked eye. V'lachein, he nechsheves labirya pechusa, vein badinatil shama. It's an inferior type of being, and there is no isser daraisa of killing. V'gamim lo nimsa tam hagun, and even if you can't find a better reason, na'amin be'mura shleima, shadin din emes. But the din is emes, Rav Dessler. And there are other poskim that say that too. Rav Nevinzal, in his Mishnah Brura, quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, also, who said like Rav Dessler, you go by what you can see. You can't see it parin v'ravin, and that could, you can say that's what Chazal meant. Rav Shlomo Zalman, mutter. Rav Nevinzal himself says, I'm not sure if the kinim, maybe another answer is that the kinim of yesteryear, are not the same kingdom that we have today. Maybe they're talking about a different type of louse, a different type of flea, and therefore I wouldn't mess around. The Aruch HaShabbos does quote Rav Yashiv in a case generally that one should be machmir, But what if you have a child who has lice in their hair and it's very, very uncomfortable, significant distress, and when you take it out, obviously you're going to kill the lice. When you take it out. So we discuss about combing hair, about making sure you don't take any hair out. That's gozes. We have to be very careful about that. But what about with the hands, trying to take the lice off? So it says, well, Yashiv, and that makam tsarech, maybe what can be makel. Right? In Source 21. In a situation where the kinim are very painful, or even you could spray a substance, right? Getting them off with a lice comb, you can't, that's going to be gozies, you're going to take hair outs. And just, it's going to be very difficult with your hands. But at least killing them, maybe, it'll stop the itch. So spraying the hair to kill them, that could be mutter. Mutter l'rasi l'arosho chomer kotel kinim, t'vakam tsar gadol, yish lisboch al pashtus dina de gemara l'hatir zos. Wow. But v'vakam tsar gadol, you can rely on the heter of the gemara. Again, l'maskot, it seems like a numerous post can say one shouldn't, unless there's a real tzarech, like this case was just said, and I want you to keep that in mind. The last point to mention for this year is relating to shechting and killing lice, what about trapping lice? So we spoke about trapping, maybe it's not going to be asu daraisa, because it's not mino nitzod, if you remember the categories that we had in the past shiurim, but if you look on page 184, we have the Ramban and the Ran that explain why it is that just Rishonim say that just like killing lice would be mutter on Shabbos, but they're not part of a raven, trapping lice would also. But there's a different reason. The Ramban says it's the same reason. The Ramban says Einam Parim V'Raven excludes them from Shechita and excludes them from Seida. Right now, so the Ramban says, Basha'ein Bahem Mafrim Umar Bim Klau Potter Ulechadchila Nami Mutter Bein Latsud Bein Laharog. That's the Ramban. In the Ran, these are the, there's a, it's called Miyuchas L'Ran, because we found the real Chidushi Aran. So we have the Chidushi Aran on Shabbos, and there's Miyuchas L'Ran. There's another Rishon called Miyuchas L'Yelaran, anonymous work, as of now, we think is anonymous. And that is, because the Malacha of Tzed of Shechita wouldn't be Da'oraisa by these animals, that's why Tzed is going to be Mutter. Not because it's also a parallel reason of Edom Paran V'Raven, but the malacha of tzeda would only be a problem by animals that there's an issue to trap. Pirish patra v'laser dil bakatolei, because you might have to kill them. Habachal shemuta lahargo ve'im b'minodisod, any animal that you're allowed to kill, you're not allowed to kill. Even the animals of ve'im b'minodisod are not allowed to kill. But if there are any animals that you're not allowed to kill, and ve'im b'minodisod, then there wouldn't be a problem of trapping. So a different svara than the Ramban gives. Okay, this is part one of this discussion. Next time we'll get to moving animals and feeding animals, important issues, getting us, transitioning us into our sugyas of muksa. Okay, have a great day.